This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to review the situation and mitigating measures in the context of ongoing West Asia conflict. Mr. Modi said the conflict is an evolving situation and the entire world is affected in some form. He said, in such a situation, all efforts must be made to safeguard the citizens from the impact of this conflict. The Prime Minister instructed that all arms of government should work together to ensure least inconvenience to the citizens. He also asked for proper coordination with state governments to ensure no black marketing and hoarding of important commodities. The Prime Minister directed for creation of a group of ministers and secretaries to work dedicatedly in a whole-of-government approach. He also instructed for sectoral groups to work in consultation with all stakeholders. According to the statement from Prime Minister Office, during the meeting, the Cabinet Secretary Dr. T.V. Somanathan gave a detailed presentation on the global situation and mitigating measures taken so far and being planned by all concerned ministries and departments. The expected impact and measures taken to address it across sectors like agriculture, fertilizers, food security, petroleum, power, MSMEs, exporters, shipping, trade, finance, supply chains and all affected sectors were discussed. Besides, the overall macroeconomic scenario in the country and further measures to be taken were also discussed. The government has reassured that there is no shortage of essential fuels across the country. With oil refineries operating at high capacity and adequate stocks of petrol and diesel available, no shortages have been reported at retail outlets. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today urged global leaders to join Israel and the United States in confronting Iran, saying recent missile attacks show Tehran poses a wider global threat. Prime Minister Netanyahu's remarks came after Iran fired missiles at Arad and Dimona in southern Israel yesterday, injuring more than 100 people and damaging residential areas. The target of the Iranian attack was a nuclear facility 13 kilometers away from the town of Dimona. Iran said the strikes targeted strategic sites and came in response to an attack on its Natanz nuclear facility, which it blamed on a joint U.S.-Israeli operation, an allegation Israel denies. Meanwhile, Israel launched a wave of strikes on Tehran overnight and Iran has retaliated with missiles. The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will end tomorrow evening. Polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held in a single phase on the 9th of next month. The scrutiny of nomination papers will take place on Tuesday. Last date for a withdrawal of candidature is the 26th of March. In Tamil Nadu, voting will take place in a single phase on the 23rd of April. In West Bengal, voting will be conducted in two phases on the 23rd and 29th of April. The notification for Tamil Nadu and the first phase of assembly polls in West Bengal will be issued on the 30th of this month. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal has emphasized that electricity is a fundamental necessity, stressing that ensuring affordable power is essential for access by the common man. The minister said this while addressing the valedictory session of the Bharat Electricity Summit 2026 in New Delhi. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has exuded confidence that India will not only meet its own technological needs, but also those of all emerging economies in the global south. The minister was speaking at the closing ceremony of the two-day Bharat Innovates Deep Tech Pre-Summit 2026 at IIT Bombay today. In squash, top seed and defending champion Anahat Singh won the women's singles title, while Abhay Singh clinched the men's singles at the Indian Open in Mumbai this evening. In women's singles final, Anahat defeated second seed Egyptian player Hana Moathaz 3-1 to retain her title. Meanwhile, in an all-India men's summit clash, Abhay outclassed compatriot Veer Chotrani in straight games, winning 3-0 in just 32 minutes. And that is the end of this news bulletin.